This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine has been publicly cautious in noting its gains in the counteroffensive it launched this month against Russian forces, and observers have commented on the slower pace. In an interview with the Washington Post, Ukraine's top general expresses frustration with these assessments. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shernikova did share some details.
Along the whole front line, we can see that Ukrainian forces are having certain advances. But today it was reported that Ukrainian forces will apparently try to enhance their forces in the eastern part of the front line. But for understanding, eastern and southern part of the front line is basically the main battlefield at this point. So situation is active, particularly south and eastern part of the front line.
That is Flashpoint VOA or Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shernikova. The top American military officer, Army General Mark Milley, says the U.S. is considering providing cluster munitions to Ukraine.
We have been thinking about DPSM for a long time. The Ukrainians have asked for it. Other European countries have provided some of that. The Russians are using it. So, yes, of course, there's decision-making process ongoing.
Those are weapons that open in the air, releasing submunitions or bomblets that are dispersed over a large area and are intended to wreak destruction on multiple targets at once. Milley also is dismissing concerns that Ukraine's counteroffensive is going slowly. At least 48 people have died in a road accident in western Kenya when a truck rammed into several vehicles and market traders. The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for crashes near the Rift Valley town, which is about 2,200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Biden administration review of the State Department shows it did not do enough planning before the collapse of the U.S.-backed Afghanistan government nearly 2 years ago. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with details.
Review repeatedly blames the administrations of both former President Trump and President Biden for their efforts before and after the departure of U.S. forces from Kabul. A State Department task force helped bring out nearly 2,000 Afghan citizens in July and early August 2021, weeks before the deadline the U.S. set for withdrawal. But the report says the state failed to establish a broader task force as the situation in Afghanistan deteriorated. As the military planned for an evacuation of American civilians and Afghan allies, the report says it was unclear who in the department had the lead. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Smoky haze, hot weather, and powerful storms brought dangerous and uncomfortable conditions to parts of the United States heading into a long July 4th weekend that typically draws Americans to outdoor gatherings. In the South, an excessive heat warning is in place for parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And the Environmental Protection Agency is warning that parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. The events in France following the death of a 17-year-old shot by police in a Paris suburb, drawing parallels to the racial reckoning in the U.S. that began in 2020, the killing of George Floyd. Despite the differences between the two countries, cultures, police forces, and communities, the shooting in France and the outcry that erupted there this week laid bare how the U.S. is not alone in its struggles with systemic racism and police brutality. The teen was shot during a traffic stop Tuesday. Video showed an officer firing once through the windshield as a driver pulled forward. Far-right former Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro was barred Friday from running for office again until the year 2030 after a panel of judges concluded that he abused his power and cast unfounded doubts in the country's electronic voting system. The decision upends the 68-year-old's political future and likely erases any chance for him to regain power. Five judges on the nation's highest electoral court agreed that Bolsonaro used government communication channels to promote his campaign and sowed distrust about the vote. Two judges voted against that move. Again, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro now barred from running from office again until the year 2030 after a panel of judges concluded that he abused his power. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.